Time for Robbo's Pet Project in conjunction with Bark Bendigo Animal Relief Centre. Ben from Bark is with us. Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having us on this lovely spring morning.
Pleasure, pleasure. Yeah, well, the better weather's going to be not far away anyway. A little bit cloudy this morning. But things are going to heat up. And talking of heating up, we've got a beautiful pussycat today. She's a stunning-looking thing. Now, have I got this right? Is the name Persephone or Persephone or what is it?
No, well, very close. Persephone, I believe, is how it's pronounced. So Persephone is a name of a goddess. She was the goddess of the underworld.
Oh, I thought that was
fittingly. She was also.
I thought that was Roberta. Just judging on recent things, but anyway, he moves on. she had a fairly special husband, old Persephone, or whatever her name was.
Yes, she did, and that has slipped my mind right at the moment. You'll have to remind me who that was.
Hades.
Hades, that's correct. So, I was more focused on her being the goddess of the spring bloom. So I thought it was an appropriate day to talk about this lovely cat.
Yeah, well, tell us more now on a serious note. She is an absolutely beautiful-looking cat. Stunning.
She is certainly a stunning cat. So 18-month-old Persephone is in our care. She's a blue-cream calico medium-haired cat. So quite an attractive cat to look at. And a personality to match. So a real smoocher of a cat can be a little bit shy at first meeting new people, but warms up very quickly and will take over your lap quite fast and looking for that sort of quiet home where she's the only cat, probably kids older than six that are able to, you know, move around the cat cautiously to begin with while they win over her trust. But once they've done that, they'll certainly have a friend for life.
Yeah. So it's sort of medium to long hair. Much grooming, like much shedding with the sort of cat, do you think, or not?
Look, a little bit of shedding, especially as the seasons change. You'll find shedding in all sorts of cats. But it is quite, she is quite an attractive colour, so it's probably not such an eyesore on the couch when it's a few calico different colours, as opposed to my white cat that covers my brown couch all the time. look, moderate grooming, a brush a week or one of the rub overs with a grooming mitt. Every time she's on your knee, we'll keep her coat in good condition and reduce that amount of hair loss as well you see around the house.
Yeah. And as you said, from a mood perspective, she a little bit shy, but she just loves the old cuddles, which I think is why we get cats too, isn't it? You know, we love the cuddles and they do.
Very much so. So, look, very quickly warms up to new people. You know, if someone walks into the cat room at work and sits down with her, she'll quickly be up on your knee once she suss you out from the corner. But yeah, as you say, the affection is why we have the cats. It's nice to have them curl up on our lap when we sit down to watch TV or, you know, squeeze in between your feet in the bed of the night.
Indeed. Hey, if people want to find out more about Persephone, how can they do so?
Yeah, so she's up on our website, bendigoanimalreliefcentre.com.au. She'll also, people like to ring Bark on 5441 2209 to find out some more about this lovely cat or to make an appointment with her or any of our other animals. We're always happy to take their calls.
And do you reckon she'd be up for a name change, like De Fluff or something like that?
Oh, look, I struggle, so I call her Percy, but I'm not sure she's too keen on that one.
That's a good idea, though. Hey, she is gorgeous. Check it out on our Facebook page, of course, your website as well, or give you a call at 5441 2209. And thanks, as always, for chatting to us, Ben. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, you again, Robbo. Take care.
All the best. Ben from Bark on the Wake Up Call.